No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, everybody, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I don't even feel like doing the regular intro. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. If you don't know, you should already know. Unbridled honesty, unique insight, supposed to be a whole lot of all that stuff. Supposed to be a whole lot of fun when producer Jake is awake. I love taking shots at him and not giving him a chance to respond. Because when I do, he's still got to wake up before he can respond, right, Jake? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it should have been a glorious weekend. Michigan lost. Iowa lost. Texas lost and has been fined $250,000. Did you know that?
I saw they're starting to come down on him.
That's phenomenal. It should have been a glorious weekend. But alas, 56-7. The Indiana, who was 3-9 a year ago with a brand new head coach and 89,000 transfer starters on their team, and it doesn't go the way we would have liked in any way, shape, or form. It's, I've been asked several times, Adam, what's the worst part about this loss? What's the worst part? The worst part is there was literally nothing positive to take away from it. And I'm going to give Jake time to respond to this because if I'm wrong, okay, first of all, tell everybody the text line number. I want interaction today, ladies and gentlemen. Vent your anger, okay, at anybody you want, except for me, mostly Jake, or, you know, everybody wants everybody to get fired right now, which is a little crazy. If you want to talk about Marcus and Ed and a few other people, I'm fine with that, but keep Matt and Tony out your mouth, okay, as angry as you are, all right? Am I wrong? Is there anything positive to be taken out of this? Jay, give me your response, but then also let people know the text line so they can give us their response.
All right, 402-464-5685, Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line. Go ahead and text in on there. As I was thinking this, I've been thinking over it. Obviously, there's not much positive there, but I think two things that you would say is maybe Fedoni had his best receiving day. And I thought it was notable that at least they're knowledgeable enough now. I mean, they give Ja'Cory Barney the ball. He got a lot of touches. I thought that's something they need to do a little bit more of. So those are my two positives.
I'm actually impressed you came away with those. I legit tried to think of something. And that was my biggest takeaway was I couldn't think of anything. I think my counter would be, not that I'm trying to find a counter, but the immediate thoughts that come into my head is Thomas had to get the ball thrown to him because no right wide receivers were open. So I don't know that they're looking for him. There's just no other option. And we have to go to Ja'Cory Barney because there's not a lot of other options, including rushing for 2.4 yards per game. So we got to give it to him on a sweep so we can run the ball in. for our only touchdown of the day. So I'm not trying to counter you, but thoughts pop into my head. My mouth moves, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Should have been a glorious Saturday. Alas, it was not. The worst part about the game for me, and Jake did find a couple of bright spots. Let me know if you've got some other bright spots. The worst thing for me is I have a hard time finding a bright spot. The defense struggled. The offense struggled. The special teams was not a liability. There's my bright spot. It was not a liability. I say, can we just be slightly below average? Multiple times we could have kicked a field goal. Obviously, that's not a realistic option. So maybe just not kicking a field goal is the biggest knock against the special teams, which is a pretty good one. I don't know. There's this guy named Heinrich Harburg when it's fourth and short in the other team's red zone. Maybe bring him in. And I had a fan message me on the social medias and say, well, we can't afford to have Dylan off the field. Dylan's a really good true freshman player, probably the best true freshman quarterback in America. But he's a human being who's a true freshman who's 19 years old, four games in a row coming into Saturday. His completion percentage went down. I'm not knocking the guy. He's human. He's young. He's talented. The future is bright, but we're trying to win games now. Okay. He's not winning the Heisman this year. He's not going to be All-American. He's not going to be any of those things this year. He's a good, true freshman starting quarterback with a lot to learn. So don't tell me that bringing in the only guy on our team that's a run-pass option in a situation where you can put the defense in a conundrum, are we going to run the ball? Are we going to pass the ball? Is a mistake. 2 years from now, if Dylan's a projected first-round pick, I'll agree with you. We ain't there yet. And that's not a knock on anybody except Marcus Satterfield, who's not doing it. He wants to do all these little dink and dunk. Hey, I'm creative. I'm doing sweeps, and I'm doing these little passes to the sideline. How about we run the ball down their throat, up their keister, Donovan? How about we block a little bit better? And then why don't we get creative in areas that actually make sense? Let's attack the defense with our run game. Let's attack the defense with our pass game. Enough of this crap passes to 2 yards to the side, and we don't block, by the way. Chris Signetti got his wide receivers to block in a year. Where are we at? We have receivers who are 6'4", 220 pounds. They're small tight ends. The average defensive back is under 6 foot and about 180. And yet we can't block out on the edge. Yet I watch Indiana's guys, who weren't even in a Power 4 conference last year, out there jacking us around. That's my wannabe slang for knocking us backwards with their edge blockers and wide receivers. To me, we have to do things offensively that make more sense. To me, there's too much cutesiness. There needs to be more blue collar in your face smash mouth. We need to attack you vertically. I've talked about how we don't attack the middle of the intermediate passing lane at all. Did you see hardly any intermediate passes? No, it's either deep play action over the top or a bunch of crap to the side. Like, there's a gigantic area in the middle of the field that we're just ignoring, which, by the way, most good quarterbacks, that's where they want to go. And we want to talk about not getting separation with the wide receivers. Fair point. Haven't had it for 2 years. How about we use our big freaking bodies that we have, again, 6'4", 6'4", starting wide receivers, 6'6", 6'5", top two tight ends. And how about we throw them the ball, even if it's in a little bit of traffic, and give them an opportunity to make plays. Otherwise, put Ja'Cory Barney and Jalen Lloyd out there, and let's actually use their speed. Because right now, we don't have burners at wide receivers. I'm not saying they're slow, but what I am saying is what they've got is size, and we don't want to use that either. Marcus Satterfield is the guy that before he got here, I understood why we hired Tony White. And you can send me all the hate you want through the internet right now. I understood why we hired Ed Foley, and I know how that pans out. I have the benefit of hindsight, 2020 at the moment. But when he got hired, I understood it. It hasn't gone well, obviously, on special teams. I didn't understand the Marcus Satterfield hiring. Why did I not say much before this? It's the same reason I held my tongue on Scott Frost as long as I did. Because I wanted him to work out. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, especially Frost. And then, Jake, you correct me if I'm wrong. My gut reaction to the Georgia Southern game was my least favorite gut reaction I've ever done because I came out and I said he needed to be fired. Did you hear anybody else in the state of Nebraska before he actually was let go say that? Say that he needed to be let go, talking about Frost.
That week?
Like ever. Well, like, come out and flat out say he needs to be fired. I used that exact word, my least favorite gut reaction ever. I was on the phone with 9 former Huskers throughout the game trying to debate it. Basically, I needed people to tell me what I already knew needed to be said because I really didn't want to say it. And 8 of the 9 said, you need to do it if we lose this game. Did you hear anybody else say that exact word before it actually happened? Like, and come out and say it needs to happen.
Well, there was a lot of unhappiness with the Scott Frost era. So,
no, just come out and say he needs to be fired because that's what I said.
Maybe not in those exact words.
That's exact. Go Google it. Omaha World Herald, Adam Carriker, gut reaction. That's in the headline. Yeah, I plugged the Omaha World Herald. Holy that's crap. Right. There's a lot of people there I still love. Breaking down the fourth wall, ladies and gentlemen. Pipe bomb. CM Punk if you're a wrestling fan. If you're not, Google pipe bomb CM Punk. You'll learn a lot. It's got a lot of views. Literally made his entire career. Before then, he was just an angry loudmouth. That turned him into a superstar. For me, I only bring that up to say this. I waited a long time because I wanted to give our previous head coach as much benefit of the doubt as I could because I wanted him to work out. With Marcus Satterfield, the season's not over. And yes, I'm aware Oklahoma just fired their offensive coordinator. And I think Utah has a new offensive coordinator now after struggling.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What I am saying is I've held my tongue. You haven't heard me talk much about Marcus Satterfield other than if you watched my Chronicles last night, I talked about a few things. I laid out some X's and O's, and I've talked about the offense in general terms. The fact is we need to get rid of the cutesy crap that doesn't help. We need to be physical in the run game. We need to be attacking vertically the intermediate pass game just a little more, just a little bit, please. 5 times a game, just a thought. We threw the ball 46 times last game. 61% of our plays were pass plays. 5 of our first 6 plays, even though we started on a 1-yard line with a true freshman quarterback, were passes. And then how about we give the defense something to think about with things that make sense? We aren't very good at running the ball right now. 2.4 yards per carry each of our last 2 games. 3.7 yards on the season as a whole. How about we bring in a guy in a short yardage situation who can run the ball, who can give it, and who can do an RPO and put the defense in an impossible situation as long as he makes the right read and a fairly accurate throw on a pass that doesn't have to be more than 5 to 10 yards. We need to do things on offense that make more sense. Before Satterfield got here, he had 4 good games. Other than that, I didn't understand the hiring at the time, which is why I've been fairly quiet on him specifically. I don't just... like, these are people's jobs. This is their livelihood. I know what it's like to watch my friends get fired, aka cut from an NFL team. I know what it's like to watch my friends, myself included, walk in one day, think you've got a whole weekend planned ahead with family coming in. Adam, you've been traded to DC. Your plane leaves in 3 hours. Your entire life has just been upheavaled, including all your wife and all your kids. I didn't have 84 kids at the time. I had two. They were 2 and 1 years old. But we still got upheavaled. I know what that's like. I take this thing, these things very seriously. I am patient. I'm a lot of times the last person to speak on someone's job because I know what it's like. I'm not saying anybody should be fired right now. I see other schools making moves. What I'm saying is Marcus Satterfield needs to do better. Ed Foley needs to do better. Tony White needs to do better than last Saturday. That's for sure. Matt Rhule is a guy who took ownership after the game. He accepted ownership. He apologized to the fans. I respect that so much. I appreciate that so much. We've not always had that with previous head coaches here. And there's no one particular guy that I'm talking about when I say that. And I appreciate his honesty. He's like, I didn't see this coming. I thought we were going to play well. I appreciate the forthrightness. I don't like how that comes across. I don't. It comes across like you were unprepared, didn't know what you were doing, and you had no answers. Am I reading that wrong, Jake? Is that a fair assessment, or am I just an angry, gigantic, loud ogre today?
No, I think that's fair. I mean, like you said, I always like the fact that Matt Rhule will just kind of give you what's on his mind. Not every coach is going to do that. But to say that you didn't see that coming, I mean, I would hope not. I suppose, you know, you don't want to go into a game.
Said he was. He thought they were going to play great or well. I forget the exact word. That's a big difference, though. Sorry, go ahead.
And it's just, you know, I think at some point you have to understand where this team's at. And maybe you will be able to see some of that stuff coming. Like it happens this weekend, a lot of people can see it coming, you know, with Ohio State. So, you know, there are weaknesses to this team. There are a lot of holes on this team that need to be shored up. And so I think that that's kind of been hidden by some of these close wins. You know, a lot of the, you know, these games, the Rutgers, Purdue game, they didn't look pretty, but you get the win. But there, a lot of those problems that we've seen throughout the season showed up on Saturday, and Indiana is a good enough team that they're going to take advantage of that.
You made great points. The other thing that occurred to me while you were talking, there was really no in-game adjustments that worked. I didn't see the team drop some huevos and fight back. I felt like it was the opposite. But then after the game, Matt Rhule said he's embarrassed, but he apologized to the fans, but he's not embarrassed of his guys. I wonder if he feels the same way after watching film, and I want to roll this clip. And I don't like to call out collegiate players very often because they're young men. That being said, they're making moolah now. So it's a little bit different. Not pros yet, obviously, but they're making some money, so it's a little bit different. If you haven't heard this, I don't want to call out the players specifically. I want to speak to the mindset as a whole. So, Jake, we've got, I think you said, 3 short clips. We're just going to play in a row from Jamari Butler's post-game press conference. Go ahead if you're ready to roll those, Jake.
All right, here's Jamari Butler talking about the quick memory.
I mean, really just having a quick memory because we're back on the road. Going to be in the same position again next week. So Monday, getting there, watching the film.
Pause that real quick. We're going to be in the same position again next week. Now, that could be taken as we're on the road playing a difficult team. Honestly, what I first heard, and then somebody else was like, no, I don't think that's what he means. It almost felt like he meant we're going to be down big. Now, I could be wrong. And again, someone's like, no. He's just talking about being on the road playing a really good team. I hope he doesn't mean he expects to be down big. And I'm not putting words in his mouth. That's just the thought that entered my little brain. All right, play the next one, Jake.
Here's Butler talking about them struggling with confidence.
Confidence, I feel like, you know, at times a big play happened and everybody head kind of down.
So a natural human response when things don't go your way is a couple of things. Number one, to get mad, buck up, and fire back. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I flipped over a lot of Yahtzee boards, threw a lot of cards, 52 pickup when I was not getting the score to go my way. Sorry. And then I would say sorry even though I didn't mean it. My response was to get mad and fight back ever since I was a kid, regardless of what it was and who it was. That's not everybody's response, and that's not right. That's not wrong. I wasn't wrong. I wasn't right, unless you get in trouble and physically assault somebody, which was not my deal. I took it out on the stupid Yahtzee board and dice. But my point is, to put your head down is another potential response. For me, it's a general mentality of, yeah, that sucked. We didn't like that, but we're going to fight back. We're going to buck up. We're going to play with pride. We're going to hit them back in the mouth. I just don't hear that. Again, you tell me if I'm crazy, Jake, or if I'm just a little bit wrong or a lot of bit wrong.
No, I mean, I think that was the feeling there. And it's also, you know, you just kind of think about some of the best teammates, or the best thing you can do in life, not even as a teammate, someone is struggling, go and pick their chin up. It's tell them, keep your head up.
Yes. All right. One more.
Yeah. This is how do you explain the struggle with confidence? This is again, Jamari Butler.
I mean, sometimes, you know, plays don't go our way and we kind of get down on ourselves, but that's where the standard comes in at. And we set that standard. We just got to play to it.
So there's another clip that didn't get played where he was asked. First of all, let's talk about the standard. And then I'll talk about the clip that didn't get played because he was asked, were you surprised Indiana ran the ball so well on you? He's like, no, they're a really good run team. What I heard was, no, I'm not surprised that they ran the ball all over us. That's what I heard. Giving credit to the other team, but sometimes there's a truth within a truthful statement. And that's what I heard. No, they're a really good run team. He wasn't surprised. I hated that answer. I don't want to overanalyze a college kid's answer because, my God, I was like a scared to death mute when I was in college. Okay. But talking about the standard, it's interesting because they interviewed Kurt Cignetti like 1,000 times going into the game, after the game, and he talked about his standard and what he expects and what he demands. I've talked to Roy Helu and a lot of the guys that played under Pelini. Love him, hate him, whatever you think of him. They all talked about a standard. And something was pointed out to me by somebody else when I wasn't too happy, because like I didn't see the fight back. I didn't see the punch back. And maybe I missed it. And that's possible. I don't see everything. I'm wrong, you know, sometimes to a whole lot of times, depending on who you talk to. Okay. For me, the standard is playing with pride at all times. You don't care what the score is. If you're up 100, if you're down 100, if it's 0-0, if it's the first play of the game, if it's just the 107th play of the game. The standard is always playing the same no matter what's going on. But somebody pointed out something to me. A lot of rules players at Temple and Baylor were new guys that he brought in. And so he trained their culture. The talent in the cupboard was not bare when Rule got here. There was talent. So a lot of the guys he's still working with are guys that were trained. And yes, he's working on a new standard, but the standard they initially were trained in, which is hard to get out of somebody. It's much easier to train a puppy than it is to retrain a full-grown dog. Not the best comparison. It's what popped into my head. My point is, a lot of these guys were trained by a certain standard under Frost, and it's harder to retrain them. And so maybe, trying to be fair and look at all sides of this, maybe that's something that Matt Rule's still dealing with. All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Nebraska volleyball, number one in the country. Whole lot of great college football games this weekend. Texas goes down to Georgia. Alabama goes down to good old Rocky Top. And of course, as always on Mondays, I'll give my reaction to Matt Rule's weekly press conference. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.